Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 29 of your new life. Today's title is Religion Has No Power Over Our Sins. Timothy Keller says, "Religion says, I obey, therefore I am accepted. Christianity says, I'm accepted, therefore I obey." Our text today is Colossians 2, verses 21 through 23. It reads, "Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch," referring to things that all perish when they are used according to human precepts and teachings. "These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism, and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh." These verses stem from the great question that Paul asked in verse 20. "If with Christ you died to the eternal spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations?" Paul used three examples of laws to shed light on rule-keeping. These statements had nothing to do with God's laws or a relationship with Him. "Do not handle, do not taste, and do not touch" were not found specifically in God's Word, but they all illustrate the absurdity of the legalism of that day. And even if they were found in Scripture, rules by themselves did not have the power to stop someone from sinning. Paul was teaching the new believers at Colossae that they were not ruled by behavior. The moment they died with Christ at salvation, they were freed from the world standard of behavior. The methods of the world are in total opposition to the ways of God. The world says, "If you punch me, I will hit you back." Jesus says, "Turn the other cheek." The world says, "If you hurt me, I will hurt you." Jesus says, "Don't render evil for evil." The world says, "Love your friends and hate your enemies." But Jesus says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Therefore, just as death freed a slave from his obligation to his masters, so too, by our death with Christ, we have been freed from the ideologies and practices of this world. We were held in bondage before we were saved. After salvation, we have been set free to live a life dedicated solely to God. In addition, Paul longed for the believers at Colossae to be set free from burdens that others sought to place on them. This also has to do with our death with Christ and our new life through His resurrection. When we died with Him, His strength became our power, and His grace traded places with our guilt. So, at salvation, believers are set free from the world system of behaviors and the legalistic burdens that type of life entails. This is extremely important because of what Paul said in verse 23. "These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh." The keeping of the law has never saved anyone. Keeping a set of rules and regulations doesn't have the power to forgive your sins. While religion looks good on the surface, it has an ugly reality. The truth is that religion leads to more lostness, while a relationship with Jesus Christ is the only thing that brings forgiveness. A relationship with Christ is so much more valuable than any religion. There really is no comparison. One brings legalism, while the other gives life. One is temporary and cannot last, and the other is eternal and can never be taken away. What we need is a true relationship with Jesus to set us free. Some questions to consider. In what ways have you been trapped in the burdens of a religious system? How can you live daily in the power that only a relationship with Jesus brings? Please pray with me. Lord, thank you for giving us the gift of relationship. Help us when we are distracted by our religiosity to lean into your powerful grace so that we can be your agents in the world today. In your name we pray. Amen.